Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in the historic district of Oak Hill. It's a tiny spot, technically in the town of Durham here in Greene County. I'm standing outside the old Ford store, which was a general store about 150 years ago. And I'm here to pay a visit to Costas, the proprietor of Pigeon, which is now housed on the ground floor. It's a beautiful place featuring soulful artworks and objects, one-of-a-kind finds, antiques, home goods, and books. Costas has lived upstate for about 20 years after attending Bard College in the 1990s. Together with his husband, Jesse James, they founded the design firm Aesthetic Movement now over two decades ago. They live in Rensselaerville with their daughter, which is about a 15-minute drive from Oak Hill. He's also a poet and a publisher, and now to add to that, a shop owner. Come with me as we go inside.
Hi, my name is Costas. Welcome to Pigeon in Oak Hill.
How did you discover Oak Hill in the first place?
First discovered Oak Hill because we had a friend who lived in a house here. And then we bought a house in Schoharie County, so we would always drive through Oak Hill on our way there. And we would pass this store and the one next door and then another one called IU Trip. And they were, they had antique shops. And then there was a great assemblage artist down the street too. It's still there, the storefront where the artist worked, and his daughter still is kind of uses it as a commemoration to his life's work. And I actually bought something from him and never picked it up, and it's probably still there.
Time to go revisit.
But I also got a really great early advertisement for going to Greece travel poster from him for $7.
Amazing.
That I framed.
I love that.
I'll show it to you when you come
I
over.
I would love that. So can you describe the building we're in right now?
Yes, it's landmarked. It's a historic Italianate building. There's an apartment on the second floor, and it has always been storefront. So it was originally called the Ford Store, and that's what it's landmarked under. There's also a post office. The post office was in here. And then in the 70s, it was called the Electric Farm, where this gentleman raised African violets, as well as mind-altering specimens. Rumor has it. And then it was a great record store for a long time, too. And so it has really a great legacy, you know, a real diverse legacy. But I remember it being kind of an antique store that was part of the DeWitt. And they had more architectural salvage stuff because we have really big doors. So I think it was easy to move big things in and out.
Can you tell us why your store is called Pigeon?
Well, pigeon is a form of communication between two parties that don't speak a common language. And since I'm a poet, I really liked the word, the idea that, you know, the common language would be the thing that someone is buying. Idioms are great. And so I think of the idiomatic, like a pidgin language, or being really rich, even though it's so simplified. So I love the word.
But that's spelled P-I-D-G-I-N, not
correct.
Pigeon like
yes.
the bird. So let's walk around
okay.
and take a look.
Great. We have books here because how can you not have books? They are important to a home and to our souls. One of my favorite books, and I'll carry it until it goes out of print, is this Albert York book. And he was very reclusive. He had a small body of work relatively to his, you know, other artists are very prolific, but he was very meticulous in his judgment of his work. If artists could be saints, I would nominate Albert York as into sainthood, and I just love his work, and I will always carry that book. It's beautiful. The works seem devotional. He has so many paintings of cows, which cows are beautiful. And if you don't know Albert York, I always tell people that's my favorite book in the store. He's an American master, and he's a New York painter. But we're primarily an antique store, so I would be remiss if I didn't choose an old object here. And the object that I love that's here has been sold. It was the first purchase of the store. So it's this little rabbit. It's a moon-gazing hare, actually. It's, I think, Japanese. It's iron, but someone appointed a little bit of gold leaf on its side, but it's looking up at nothing, or the sky, but I think at nothing. It's really beautiful, and even though it's up there, everybody notices it. So it's a real magnet.
It's so unique and so sweet.
Yes.
And hopeful.
Yeah.
Well, I always love finding something unique that has its own history that you don't necessarily know. And I love the idea of things traveling between people's homes.
Yes.
And finding new families and finding new stories.
Yeah.
What's your earliest story in a store?
Well, I feel very comfortable in a storefront for whatever reason, because my mother had a tailoring shop. And she,
and who was this?
In Chicago, called Angie's Cleaners and Alterations. She had me in a playpen, which now seem like they don't exist anymore. But I would sit in the playpen and I think watch her. I don't remember this, but there's pictures. And she told me. And then my grandmother came from Greece, my literate grandmother, and basically took over watching me while my mom worked 6 days a week for a long, long time. My grammar school was always near my mother's cleaners because it was in our neighborhood. And so I would always go there before school and after school and, you know, like go into the register, take a couple dollars and get a donut from the bakery.
So you were always in the shop.
I was always in the store.
Whether it was her store or someone else's store.
Yeah, yeah.
What are your recommendations? Maybe something
well,
we don't know, or a hidden gem?
Well, we have a house in Rensselaerville, and I tell everybody that they have to go there, and especially to go to the Hike Preserve. It's one of the oldest research, ecological, and nature research centers in the country. 2,000 acres of hiking trails.
They have classes where you can learn the footprints in the snow.
Yes.
To learn what animals have made
yes.
them.
Yeah.
So track marks, and then other types of really wonderful educational classes, especially for children.
Yes.
In terms of identifying things in nature.
Yes. There's even these wonderful night walks that you could do with specialists when we're not in a pandemic.
Well, something to look forward to.
Yes, yeah.
And then what about, doesn't have to be local, but what are other places, ideas, movies, books that you could recommend, maybe here or beyond?
Oh.
What are you telling your friends about that you're excited about?
Well, I tell everybody about this bookstore in Pittsfield, which I've never been to, but I have a retail crush on them from afar. And they have the best name. It's called Familiar Trees, which isn't that amazing, that name? And I can't wait to visit.
And then what about anything else that might be something none of us know about that you might recommend?
Well, other than time travel into the past, I would love to go to this flea market in Athens.
That's Athens,
Greece.
New York?
No, Athens, Greece. It's called Monastiraki, and it's basically it's kind of like there's antique shops, but then there's also street sellers that, you know, put out a blanket and put their wares on it. But it was one of my early memories of old things, and I found it exhilarating, and to this day I miss it. And
when were you there?
Oh, as a child, my parents would send me to live with my family, so I wouldn't forget my ancestry, so, and language, and so they would send me there, and I would kind of jump from aunt and uncle to grandmothers. What's beautiful about Athens is that you always see the ruins embedded in kind of an urban metropolis with like these you know, mid-century buildings as well as older buildings, but it's always there as a presence, so it's really beautiful.
Well, being here in Pigeon, I can see how that could be one of your North Stars for
yes,
sure.
Definitely.
Well, besides going to Familiar Trees and the Preserve, we must all go to Greece.
Yes.
Well, thank you for welcoming us into your special corner of the Catskills. I'll see you soon in Oak Hill.
Thank you so much, Julia.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.